we miss out on Saturday, we go down to the conference. You know, we know the figures involved, and it's quite stark. So there will be changes.
What's that going to actually mean? Job losses? Are you going to remain full-time professionals there? What's going to happen?
We'll be full-time professionals, but we've said all along since we made a change 10 matches ago with Richard O'Kelly coming in that the top-heavy management structure will change, whichever league we're in. But we felt it right to not rock the boat, if you like, with important matches in front of us. As it's turned out, we've chipped away, or the other clubs around us, I think, more so have helped us, and we have a chance. You know, we have one last chance on Saturday.
The change of manager, though, didn't really do the trick, does it? Because often clubs have that sort of new manager bounce. It didn't really happen for the Bulls, did it?
No, I'm sure everybody has a view and a debate about it in the pubs. You know, from the fact that you have to work with somebody else's tools, and we were where we were. At the wrong end of the season, you know, and after 35 matches or whatever it was, you know, you get there on merit, on ability and so on, and we were struggling. So this has been more about changing the mindset of players who are perhaps low in confidence and becoming more of a collective, you know, get that mentality of put your bodies on the line and determination to beat them.
I mean, it's always a time to look back and figure out where it went wrong when you're in a situation like this. What mistakes would you personally hold your hand up to?
I'll keep those to myself. An obvious thing to say would be to perhaps made a change earlier in the season.
Would that have made the difference? This is the thing, isn't it? It's the million-dollar question all the time. But so there'll be changes then. I guess all you can do is really ask for the fans to turn out on Saturday. It's a home game. At least you've got it in your hands to try and win that game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was a slight change to the lead in there. We would stay up if we could win. We have to win against Torquay, but if Barnet draw, we actually stay up as well. So if they lose or draw, we've got a chance. It's really as big as Brighton in 1996, you know, or Halifax at the Walker Stadium in 2006. This is a game for Hereford people to come out if they've still got a little bit of interest in Hereford United.